nice.
Yeah, I got home. It was nice to have some time to relax and step away from things for a minute. And I look back and see what we've accomplished, and also look forward and see what we've got left.
And then you watch the Michigan tape, huh?
Yeah, watched a lot of Michigan tape, and they look good. It's kind of neat to actually have a weekend to sit down and watch some other college football games for once, and looking forward to it.
Did you watch any of the game on Saturday live as it was going on?
Yeah, I did. I watched probably half. I was flipping back and forth between some games, and there's a lot of good football last weekend.
What kind of goes through your mind, like, if you're just channeling around, like, whether it's like ESPN or just whoever it is, and they bring up Denard Robinson, like, what's kind of going through your mind at that point when you consider you're going up against him, you're going up against Michigan's offense?
Well, I'm thinking, keep him contained, keep him inside, don't let him loose, and it's kind of neat to watch the game, and it's kind of hard on TV, though, because, you don't get the different angles that you get when you come in here and watch film, but, it was good to watch it and see what's going to happen.
How much does it help that, last year you guys went into environments like Penn State and Ohio State, and most of the guys from last year back this year and can maybe, talk to the younger guys about as far as what to expect going into a crowd of over 100,000?
Yeah, we got a lot of experience last year, going to some big venues and playing, away from home, and even this year down in Arizona, it's a pretty hostile environment, and we expect the same at Ann Arbor.
It's key for you defending Denard Robinson.
Keep him inside, keep him contained.
That's it.
Yeah, keep him contained, channel it down, let the inside linebackers make the plays and the defensive line and be moving around and, wrap him up and bring him down.
Is he as good as advertised?
He's good. He's a good player. He's, he's fast and he's slippery, he can get away from guys, and he's got the speed to, take a big one. So, got to be ready and make sure we wrap him up.
You mentioned you have to keep him contained. How is it for the D-line and linebackers where you don't want to just, you don't want to let him just have a clean pocket and kind of sit back there and do his thing, but then, you don't want to obviously let him get loose?
Yeah, he's reading a lot, the defensive ends and the, the outside linebackers, and we got to, try some different things and maybe mess up some of his reads and, have a chance to hit him, make sure we hit him.
So when you're going against a quarterback that's as fast as he is, do you have to change anything that you do or just take better angles or the same ones? How do you approach that?
Just be very detailed and fundamental in what you do and make sure you're never out of position. You get out of position on a guy like that, you're going to get burned. So make sure you're always in a good position.
What do you take away from playing with a guy like Troy?
Troy Johnson?
Yeah.
I love playing with Troy. He's a hardworking guy, and he goes out there and he wants to hit people, and he's got passion for the game. So, playing football with him is a lot of fun.
And then with him right now, it sounds like he'll be the guy going on Saturday, unless something happens with Jeff. But
yeah.
If he's out there, just how confident are you with him being in the middle there and playing alongside guys like yourself and Jeremiah?
Oh, I'm very confident in Troy. He's played a lot this year. He's played, he hasn't started many games this year, but he's played a lot, and he's been in the lineup even last year. He was Big Ten Player of the Week once last year and on defense, and I think everybody's got a lot of confidence in Troy.